This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our segment about Korean cooking with a little bit of soju.
How many times?
I have to find a way to work this in.
This is like
to
the third
equation.
Time I've heard you do this.
Oh, come on. And of course, I'm referring to our interview we're about to do with Aiden and Chantel of Welcome to Korean Food, the new series being produced here in Melbourne. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in to have a little bit of a chat to us about this new series. So, well, let's get into the show. What's the show all about, Chantel?
Well, I guess ultimately, Welcome to Korean Cooking is a cooking show. But, you know, our main aim isn't just to cook and educate, you know, about recipes. It is to introduce Korean food and culture to our audiences and the wider community.
Great.
I guess it's important for us to get people out there, you know, engaging and trying new and cool things like Korean food.
How long have you guys been working on this concept for the program?
We've probably been working on the concept for a good couple of months now.
Right.
You know, and we're filming regularly and aim to get at least one episode a month out there. So, you know, it's all fun and games.
So early days,
yeah.
But having fun with it so far?
Absolutely. It's a very fun show to work on. I mean, we personally have a lot of fun making it.
But your background is not Korean yourself, is it?
Absolutely no, it's not.
So what is it about Korean culture and food that fascinates you?
I think for me it's, you know, living in Melbourne, it's a very culturally diverse city and there is a lot of Asian influence, you know, amongst others, but there is a lot of Asian influence here. And Korean, the Korean influence, the Korean wave really is hitting hard. And, you know, we're noticing Korean restaurants everywhere, clothing stores, you know, K-pop has become increasingly popular.
Sure.
So for me, it really is about trying something new. And of course, the culture is incredibly fascinating.
Yeah, well, at the moment, Korean pop music is really something that is becoming quite apparent to people that don't necessarily have any idea about Korea and what Korea is all about and the culture. And so it's kind of nice to maybe not counteract that, but also introduce them to other parts of the culture, right?
Absolutely. Yep, that's absolutely right.
So how did you get involved? I mean, why did you put your hand up or were you asked to take part of this, especially because, I don't know, you looked like you were Korean or something? I don't know. Tell us.
I don't know if I look Korean, but no, the executive producer, Nye, and I have worked together previously. So, I mean, Nye knowing that I have, you know, a presenting and acting background really helped. He needed a presenter and I happened to be interested in this particular project.
Okay.
It's important to me that I work on projects that really do give something back to audiences, you know, whether they're broadening horizons or educating, and this definitely fitted that description.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was, you know, all systems go from there.
Very good. Kane?
During this the experience so far of working on this show, what is something interesting you've learned about Korean culture?
Okay, well, this is a difficult one because there is lots that is interesting about the Korean culture, but I think that the thing that gets me the most is how respectful the culture actually is. You know, there is a lot based on what you do around your elders.
Sure.
For example, I will give you an example.
Okay, here we go.
This is something that really blew me away. When you're sitting around a table, around a dining table, eating, you need to, when having a drink, face away from the older people at
really?
The table. Yeah, so whether it be facing to the left, right, or turning yourself completely around.
I didn't know that.
That's what you do.
Yeah,
isn't that funny?
Generally,
you have to cover your
it's for alcohol, isn't it? It's
generally, is it only for alcohol?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's really cool.
Wow, and isn't it funny, because it's one of those interesting things when you're on a trip or you're on a holiday and you're in another country, the sort of customs that are involved in the dinner table, and something that you think would be quite a polite thing to do for that culture might be something very, very rude. And I would think that if I was turning away from someone at the table and sipping a drink quietly, that it might be seen as something quite rude.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, that's why with the show, it's important for us to be able to educate audiences experiences about these things. It's not just about cooking. It's about, you know, cultural differences and, you know, even what's acceptable and what's not.
Or perhaps some cultures that are you would be recommended to slurp your soup to say how much you're appreciating it, whereas other cultures would think, oh, my God, they're slurping at the table, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Aiden, yourself, you actually are of a Korean background, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, I came to Australia about 6 years ago.
Yeah?
And, of course, I love it. I love Australia. So luckily last year I could gain Australian citizenship. So I'm
You're now an Aussie.
Yeah,
mate.
Well, as a Korean Australian, I sort of believe this is my job or responsibility to promote Korean culture to Australian society. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm doing this show.
Because it's nice to remember where you're from and where you are now and mash the two together.
Yeah, true.
Great.
Maybe one day you can go to Korea and present an Australian cooking show.
Yeah, absolutely,
Although Who I don't knows? Know what it would involve. I don't know. We seem to steal food from everywhere else.
Have you come across any sticky moments during the taping of the show so far? Or awkward, I don't know, maybe one of you has looked at the other one all of a sudden and had a bit of a, what if?
Aiden, do you want to answer this one?
I don't know. I hate my voice.
You hate your voice? Really?
I think everybody has a problem with their voice.
Oh, no, Kane and I love it.
Everyone
at Joy loves their voice,
Okay. Handy in your profession. Well, I think not so much sticky situation, but last week when we were filming, something that, you know, I found quite funny was that it took us something like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Aiden, 20-something takes to get just the intro down pat, which is just ridiculous. Like, you know, it was just the high, welcome to Korean food. I think what had happened was Aiden had his moments and then I had my moments. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, it had just become so repetitive that, you know, it was a tongue-tied kind of situation. 20-something takes later, half an hour later.
So tiring.
How do we find out more about this whole series and how do we see, I guess, download each episode?
How do we learn to cook Korean?
How do we learn?
That is so easy. All you need to do is log on to our website, welcometokoreanfood.com. We're also active on Facebook, so you can jump onto our Facebook pages, chat to both Aiden and I, and you can view our episodes via Facebook, via our website, or, of course, from our YouTube channel.
Oh, it's all too easy. And we'll make sure we link it on all those avenues on our Facebook page ourselves later on.
Yep.
Guys, thank you so much, Chantel and Aiden, for coming in to have a chat to us on the Asian Pop Experiment, and we hope to see you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with it.
So good to have you.
You're on Joy 94.9, the Asian Pop Experiment with Jason Kane.
Xin chào, đây là Hoa Anh Kiệt. Các bạn đang lắng nghe Joy Pop trên kênh Joy 94.9.
Vui vang này người tình hãy bước chậm lại một hồi người sẽ thấy rằng cuộc đời này còn rất đẹp cho có mộng mơ đắm sâu.
The best Asian Pop non-stop. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.